CPR and KRCC, I'm Joanne Allen. The coronavirus pandemic keeps trending into mostly positive territory. CPR's John Daly reports.
Colorado's seven-day rate of coronavirus tests coming back positive has fallen to 2.56%. That's the lowest point since the start of the pandemic. But the threat of infection, hospitalization, and death remains for the unvaccinated. There were 24 deaths statewide in the last week of May, which is still well above the 13 in the week of June 28th, which remains the pandemic low. Nearly 400 people are hospitalized with confirmed cases, which is far below the surge of late last year, but still above last summer's peak. And officials say they're keeping a close eye on more transmissible variants, which are now the dominant strains in Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Parts of the Poudre River in Fort Collins are closed due to dangerous water conditions and debris from last year's Cameron Peak fire. Authorities say the move will deter people from recreating on dangerous sections of the Poudre. Authorities say 18 people have been rescued from the river recently. Similar restrictions are in place for Boulder Creek and Clear Creek in Golden. A national leader who championed sports for disabled athletes died last week at the age of 94 in Denver. Hal O'Leary founded the National Sports Center for the Disabled. He was a resident of Winter Park. Denver's at 86 degrees, Colorado Springs 85. This is CPR News and KRCC.